This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby Community Radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Nations. Burnaby is located on the ancestral unceded home of the Halokim and Squamish-speaking peoples. Hello, welcome to Open Mic. My name is Craig, and I'm going to be bringing you some music today. Our first song will be Modern Vanity by The Armed, followed by Tricks by Franz Lobo.
We'll be right back. to be awake in the dark. Just rest your head on my heart, and I'll show you how we could start. I know you say you don't want to be in love, but you just can't see. Sweet aching mystery. You don't know what this could be. Keep playing these tricks on me. Tricks on me. Oh, darling, what can I do when all I feel is you? I can't get you off my mind, and I know I'm wasting my time. I got no control of my emotions. That you can be mine. Keep playing these tricks on me. Tricks on me.
Modern Vanity by The Armed and Tricks by Franz Lobo, followed by Could It Be by Andrew Rathburn. A little bit more information on the artists. The Armed is a Detroit-based punk band that emerged in 2009 with an explosive and mercurial sound. Their identities are very much protected by them, and they don't particularly like being interviewed by the media, so don't expect to see them on this show. Along with this, we also have the previous song listed, Andrew Rathburn. He is a jazz saxophonist, and he has been adept at hard-swinging improvising. He started out with an album in 2002 and had another album called 2009 named Sculptures and Where We Are Now, respectively. Three songs in here. I feel the need to tell everyone early on that CJSF is having a record club event today, starting at 2 and ending at 5. It will be the station playing some of the records we have on our collection, and it will also feature food and drink, which appeals to me. So come on down if you have the time, and, say hi. We're a friendly bunch here. Our next song will be Wanderlust by Sarah Jane Scooten.
One.
Hello again. Those two previous songs were Imminent Collapse, The Story of My Life by Sebastian Reynolds, and Happy Music by Super Shy. So with this time now, why don't we listen to some Climate Connections? And we'll be right back after this word for how to build an eco-friendly Christmas light display, because we are almost at the December holiday season.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. Daryl Travis's wife Jennifer loves Christmas lights, so each year he turns their Vancouver, Washington home into a holiday wonderland with light-up trees, candy canes, and snowflakes that flash and change colors to the beat of music.
And every year she is always amazed about the new things that I add every year just to give it to her as a Christmas gift.
The display takes him months to plan, but it's cheap for him to operate because the couple has a 21-kilowatt solar array on their roof. Travis says for most of the year, the solar produces more energy than the couple uses, so he banks credits with the power company and then uses them to pay for the Christmas display. And he makes the display efficient by using LED lights and flashing them.
If you're blinking or flashing a